Yo, what's up, everybody? It's time for Real Life Sci-Fi with your hosts, Wade Randolph.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron Pierce. Are we saying our whole names?
I did. I don't know. You guys can do whatever you want, man.
All right.
There's no rules here on Real Life Sci-Fi except for science rules.
No, science rules do not apply here. Do not bring science rules into this, Wade.
Science does rule.
Not
it's
here.
Good.
Therefore.
Science rules.
Remember talking science, you gotta say therefore.
Therefore.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Yeah. Good.
About to get into Cyber Monday. Tomorrow.
Are you buying a bunch of Cyber Monday shit?
Probably it's a couple things.
Just a few.
Yeah, right. How many toys did you put on your Amazon wish list?
Just a few, like a few 30.
Just 30 or 40.
Just like maybe 100.
Thanks for watching here on Schraub Home Video, and thanks for listening at home. And if you want, we do 2 bonus episodes a week. Just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and get access to those.
Yeah. $1 or $5.
Or 8.
Or 8.
Or 50 if you want an ad. We'll read an ad for you for 4 weeks.
If we remember.
No, we'll remember. We'll remember. There's like 20,000 people here. That's a pretty good reach.
Yeah.
For $50?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good reach. Yeah.
It's not bad.
No.
It's no Super Bowl.
You could advertise your soup ingredients page that you've been hiding from the world.
Yeah.
Oh, we have shirts, too. tpublic.com/reallifesci-fi. There's dashes between all the Real Life Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our friend. He's a stand-up comic and... It's a they, them.
It's fine.
I already fucked up. God damn it. I'm so bad at this shit.
Canceled.
Right before, he was like, I have to remember this. I don't want to be rude.
I'm sorry.
You're rude.
They... are a stand-up comic and filmmaker and our friend. It's Max Beasley.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
Hello.
Yep. They're all applauding and...
happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
How into conspiracies and stuff are you?
I like it a lot. It fascinates me. I have always been sort of interested in weird stuff and the occult and unexplainable phenomena and conspiracy stuff, not to the point of being like QAnon, but
sure.
I like weird shit, and I have some beliefs about it.
There's like, that's the whole problem. We started this when it was fun,
right,
and innocent,
right.
And now it's like, oh fuck, like we have to always be like,
yeah,
it's not that stuff.
We
it's
almost did
aliens.
A Q episode.
Did we?
Well, I talked about it in my head for a year going like, we should do this. We should. I'm like, no.
Well, we could do it if we were like doing it in a responsible manner.
Yeah. In a journalistic
like, when it first started, it was, yeah. I mean, like we could have messed up, you know?
Well, I think as long as whatever you believe isn't harming other people or creating prejudice, then it's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll ask that later. We do a thing called the... I guess we'll still call it the Wild Scale until I make the song.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I've been lazy.
That's
it's
okay.
Thanksgiving.
It's fine. I did not really read the book that I was hoping to read today, so...
Are you aware?
It's Thanksgiving.
You did you get your notes?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was very worried.
So the Wild Scale is a 5-question quiz. At the end, I will give you a rating anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're a 0, you're more of a skeptical. That's kind of like me. If you're a 5, you're more of a believer, which is like Willie. And we've put Aaron kind of in the middle.
Okay.
But she's kind of crazy, too.
You know, whatever.
Sure.
Are you ready
the
to be...
The world is crazy. Sorry, go.
Yeah, it's two boobs between two boobs.
Are you still not a believer after doing this show for so long? You still aren't... into it?
Well,
some things. We've changed his mind about some things.
Okay.
Yeah, a few things. But
like crop circles was the most recent
one. Oh yeah, I do kind of. Crop circles was very intriguing.
The Nazca lines are weird. There's some unexplainable stuff out there.
I don't remember that.
Fluoride is weird.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So he had kind of convinced me about fluoride, but then we had a therapist on last week, and he was saying that that's like...
That was specific, though, to the pineal gland.
Right. Fluoride. I thought that was the whole thing.
No, fluoride is just... It's a really toxic poison.
I thought that... Okay.
I thought it was just about whatever.
Look up a fluoride spill. It just eats through the concrete. It is like...
Sure. In big concentrations, right?
Have a little bit, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nicotine can kill you.
I mean, all kinds of poison all the time. So, I mean, this is poison.
Yeah. We're all poisoning ourselves. There's probably poison in our shampoo.
Doesn't make it good.
There is.
Small plastics, right? Microplastics?
Yep.
We're doomed.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
I can't wait. Yes.
First question, three-parter.
Okay.
Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Okay. I do believe in some sort of life force or force that we are not fully aware of. I think that if that does exist, it might explain why we're here or why life on Earth is the way it is to a certain extent. Like in terms of like people believing in a god or a creator, I think that it would make sense if it came from space.
Right. Prometheus rules.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Alien Prometheus.
Yeah, yeah.
Last 300 years, I don't know. I mean, I feel like if they, you know, it kind of ties into like simulation theory of like if there are like people watching us and it's like an experiment or whatever, I feel like they would check in on it. I don't know if from afar or from here. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, why not? There's got to be something, right? I personally think it's crazier if there was nothing else than if there was something else. But that's just me.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Just because the universe is so humongous. And
the 300 years thing is kind of in there because of like pyramids and stuff like that. You know, like people think that the pyramids were built by aliens or whatever. So that's why it's in there.
Ancient alien stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think if they're around, they're
just watching.
Well, the thing is like if they're not anywhere close to us, unless they have some crazy tech, they wouldn't be able to like leave and come back a bunch.
So. I'm glad you brought up ancient aliens because I love that. It's fun to watch, but it really does feel preachy in a way that's just like, it's aliens. And I'm like, you can't just say aliens.
Right.
You haven't defined it. And it just like makes it too small.
Well, I think a lot of conspiracy stuff can be that way. You know, the strong believers, you know, it's like a religion for them. So they espouse that religion. But
also, if it's on TV, they're trying to make good TV.
Yeah.
And you can't make good TV by being like, I don't know. Maybe.
I've never seen that
show. I don't know
show.
About this.
Is it good?
I haven't seen it. I have not. I want to watch Ancient Apocalypse, though. That new Graham Hancock show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, me too. I mean, like, that sounds like...
I love Graham Hancock.
I do, too.
Who's that?
He's like a researcher. He's an academic who's, like, turning archaeology on its head these days.
You know the guy that has the really high hair?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
He's not one of those guys. Do not compare him to that. He's a real academic.
The other guy is too, George Tissot.
I know. He seems less... Graham Hancock seems less like a guy that she would see at Hall H at Comic-Con. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to clarify that if there is aliens, it's not like green guys.
Right.
It would be more like 2001 A Space Odyssey or something where it's like an energy or a force or like a... Or like Prometheus, like ancient gods or something. It wouldn't be like a little guy, like an ET walking around or something. I don't think.
It's like some tardigrade that's coming in from space. And
so you don't. So you're not like an Area 51 guy or anything like that.
I mean, no. I like the Indiana Jones Area 51 where it's just like all the unexplainable shit that they found is all in there. Not just for aliens, but just
in general. Is that
in
Crystal Skull?
Like, at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, they show the warehouse where they put
like
the art,
giant.
And it's, like, huge.
Oh, do they reveal that's Area 51?
Yeah, it's Area 51.
Oh, I don't remember that.
There's a big 51 on the wall.
I thought it was like Warehouse 13. Do you ever watch that?
No, I've heard of it.
What's that?
It's like some, it's like a show. It's like X-Files, but it's like the warehouse at the end of the movie. It's like people that have to, it's not important.
It's like Friday the 13th, the series.
The procedural version of classifying that stuff, right? Is that what that show is?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Or well, like Things Get Out. That's cool. Figure it out.
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th, the series where they had a gift shop and it was everything was cursed and so they had to uncurse everything.
God.
I cannot remember the second question.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, now ghosts, right?
Oh, ghosts! God damn it! I knew it was easy. Do you believe in ghosts?
Again, I don't believe in ghosts as in like. They're portrayed in a lot of movies, but I do believe that when we die, we just like turn into energy and join the energy field of the universe. And I think that some places have bad energy and some places have good energy, and there can be pockets of that in the world. So that would be like my version of ghosts, I think. But I don't believe in like a ghost popping out at you and being like, boo, you know.
Right.
I don't think. I believe we become energy, so I guess that's a ghost, like an energy, like a force ghost in Star Wars. A lot of my religion, I'm not religious, but a lot of my personal
spiritualism
are like the force from Star Wars.
Popping up once, never when it really matters.
Right. Yeah, just like, you know, like a karmic.
Oh, is there a fireworks show going on?
Right.
At the end of Return of the Jedi. I'm here too.
That's like becoming a real religion now. Like in the census, it's becoming like a popular religion.
Yeah. Yeah, I just believe that like energy can't be created or destroyed. So like what happens to our energy when we die?
My friend was telling me she did DMT. And it was giving me anxiety because she was describing, and she just like felt like she didn't have a body. She felt like she was just a green like cloud or something.
Okay.
And like I was hating it. I don't want to do that.
I had a friend who did DMT and he said he lived the entire lifespan of like a trout or a salmon. Like from that POV.
That's fun. It's like panpsychism.
But then woke up and it was like 10 minutes later or whatever.
Some people said that it felt like months and it was seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that I was gone for lifetimes. And I equate that to not really as energy, not experiencing time.
Right.
But boy, that's a lot of information.
Well, I mean, it's like, I wonder if, you know, you have a DMT blast when you die, right? And so that could be the afterlife. How long are you in there for that DMT trip?
Right, you know? Exactly.
Maybe that's DMT is like you flashing and seeing your whole life in that moment, but your friend that thought they were the trout, they were just seeing that trout's end of their life. Right. They're like, I'm dying. I'm a fish. Wait, no. Yeah.
It was the last thing he ate.
Oh man!
Well, it's the dream chemical, right? So it's just like a lucid dream or something.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, that sounds better than just being like a fucking green cloud. I mean, it was seriously freaking me out. I'm like afraid of death now. I wasn't before. And now I'm like, fuck.
Well, no one.
Before I just thought
it
would turn into darkness. Now I know I'm a green cloud. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, yes, and I'm very scared of Bigfoot.
Really?
Yeah, I am. I'm really scared of the woods, especially at night.
Yeah.
Blair Witch Project.
Sure.
Willow Creek, that movie, if you've seen it.
Haven't.
It's like a Bigfoot found footage movie.
That's
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah, Bobcat, yeah.
I think Bigfoots are real. I don't know if they're still around or how many of them there are, but... The woods are freaking scary, man. I don't want to ever grow up in Denver. Yeah.
And did you ever, because we used to go to the mountains and like drink and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I never liked being in here or there. I never liked being in the woods at night.
I just hated being the last one up. you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's creepy as shit.
It's creepy. And
you can't
vast.
See anything.
We'd play hide and seek in the woods, and I would just follow people so that I was always close to someone.
Hide and seek in the woods sounds like the worst idea.
Oh, it's freaky.
It's, well, yeah, I mean, and people, you know, there's like the missing 411
sure.
thing. Yeah. People go missing all the time.
And never go into the woods alone. Never.
It just freaks me out. Even when I was playing this video game called Firewatch.
Oh, that is a scary game.
That is, there's nothing in it that's scary, but it's so scary because you're just walking around the woods alone, and it's like, this sucks. I'm so scared right now.
Yeah. Psychics?
Psychics, not in the way of like a crystal ball, but I know that my girlfriend will sometimes have dreams of like a mundane thing happening, and then months later that exact thing will happen, like a conversation or like a setting. And like, so like she said she had some dream of being in a classroom and like one of her classmates saying something and the teacher responding in some way, and then that exact exchange happened in real life like month later. So
nice.
And I can't say that my girlfriend's lying. I have to say that she's telling the truth.
Right.
So, yeah, that's weird. I don't know how to explain that.
That's like the boringest movie ever. Just like a psychic for super mundane things.
Like Knowing with Nicolas Cage, but it's just like conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's happened to me in the past, but I always wake up and like, that's such a weird dream. That would never happen.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm an art department, so mm-hmm. if in my dream I'm like holding a big fake dog and I'm handing it to like
right.
someone in like a big red outfit or something, I'm like, that would never happen. And then I'll do that like a month later. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've done this? This
yeah,
is
totally.
Weird? Has your girlfriend ever been able to like say the thing that you're about to say because she dreamed it already?
I don't think so. I don't think, I think it's a thing where you don't realize it's happening
until you're in it.
After.
Well, that's like deja vu, right? We've all had that.
Yeah.
But that's like a short circuit of the brain, I think.
Yeah.
I think you're just like.
Just getting, like a mini stroke.
Yeah, kind of. Like everything is just sort of like delayed in a weird way where like you think you know what's happening, but it's just like you're just like not processing it in real time or something. That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe in like being able to predict the future, but. So I guess I don't believe in psychics, but. There's
well, isn't that the weird thing? Is that like we always just equate psychicism, whatever, to just predicting the future, but it's like there's so many things that are involved where it's just like I don't think it's predicting the future. I think it's like connecting to the future.
I do think that there are people who are really good at reading people and gathering information about them just through visual cues and talking to them. Like, you know, like mentalists or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Like oh, you had a relative die recently.
Oh, nice shoes. You have father problems, I can tell.
Very, very good, Willie. Very good. Okay, I believe in it. Very good.
Last thing, we're switching it, right? Now it's, do you believe it? Or are we switching it or not?
It's up to you. You're doing it right now.
Do you believe in simulation theory?
I don't know. I think it would make a lot of sense that, but the part that I don't understand is why we would have consciousness. Well, I guess if we're AI, but AI's not like, do AIs have consciousness?
No. It's hard to say.
The Cylons get it, don't they?
I think in the science fiction version of AI, isn't that the whole point? Like they're sentient. Is that the same as consciousness?
I feel like it's a parallel to go like, well, how can you say that this thing is not sentient when you are the same thing, but like organic computer instead of...
Right.
Because they end up turning into organic computers too.
Well, we're both made of energy, right? Whether machine or person. But I don't know. If we're in a simulation, are all the video games that we play, do those characters like feel things? I don't think so. So why would we feel things? Unless that technology just hasn't been invented yet. But then I feel like if simulation theory is real, then time travel is also real because we would have to be...
It could be real in the simulation, so...
Well, we would have to be super in the future to be able to make a simulation of Earth but so we wouldn't be in, the people running the simulation aren't in 2022.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They'd be in like 3500 or whatever. So why are we in 2022?
Well, some people think that aliens that visit us in UFOs and like take people and stuff, they're actually us from the future after we've genetically altered emotions and in like individual features out of ourselves.
Right.
And then they realize that we need some things from our genes. So then they go back in time. Right.
Well, that's a very scary idea. And I'm going to have nightmares about that. I would say I don't believe in simulation theory, but it wouldn't surprise me if some version of that was the case.
Okay, so you're like a three. You're kind of right in the middle.
Hear me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open-minded.
Yeah.
But I, you know, some of the stuff sounds a little far-fetched to me.
Right. Yeah. Great. Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Skinwalker Ranch. A possible vortex of all things paranormal. UFOs, ghosts, strange lights, poltergeists, and of course, the Skinwalker. A shape-shifting witch or a vengeful shaman from the Navajo culture, this ranch sits on Skinwalker Ridge. Is it just a name? Is there seriously something crazy going on at this ranch? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
I forgot to show, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you know that we had a conversation last week about me not being able to put lotion on my back. And so Aaron bought me
a lotion applicator.
It also looks like a fun thing to get hit with.
Oh, it's like soft. Yeah. In the bedroom.
Yeah.
Remember that for your trysts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Pretty good.
Christmas came early on stage.
My back is going to be so moisturized.
It was just gross. I don't know why I think it's gross to imagine you putting lotion on the bottom of the lotion bottle and then putting it on your back that way. I don't know why I think gross.
Because then there'd be lotion all over the bottle.
No, I clean it.
That's a waste of lotion.
Just picture somebody using that and then like what kind of grunts they would make. Dang it.
That's just like being at the gym. Did you have anything to do with this topic? Did they give you a list or?
Yeah, so Willie gave me a list and I don't know anything really about this topic. It just sounded interesting. I know that there's something having to do with like unexplained cattle mutilation.
Oh yeah, I forgot that right there. Yeah. Oh yeah, go on.
And like some sort of creature that is not like a werewolf, but is kind of like a shapeshifter.
All kinds of creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this ranch is in Utah, and
George Lucas owns it. I heard.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Well, Skinwalker Ranch is where they make the Star Wars porn parodies.
Yeah.
C-3P, oh, yeah.
Brandon Fugel owns it now. It's a real estate company.
And his real estate company is Adamantium Real Estate Company.
I just saw that.
It's a tourist attraction, right?
Well, no, it's guarded by cameras and barbed wires.
You're not supposed to go there.
Okay.
But it's so like this ranch basically opened up in 1934 and these people owned it till 1994.
Mm-hmm.
The Myers, I'll go through this quick, just the history. 1994 to 1996, Terry and Gwen Sherman had the ranch, and then they started reporting cattle mutilations and stuff like that, UFOs and whatnot.
We've talked about this before.
I bring it up. I've brought it up for years.
But like I thought, isn't it on an Indian reservation or a Native reservation?
I mean, there's a lot of fucked up things about it. It's built on the burial ground of a group of buffalo soldiers.
Yeah, I mean that's like poltergeist shit. Yeah. You don't want to mess with that.
And
wait, what's a buffalo soldier?
It was the black soldiers during the Civil War?
I don't know.
I forget.
Someone on the chat said it's hard to believe of anything interesting happening in Utah.
Well, actually, Utah as a state is full of UFO sightings. It is the state itself is like a UFO hotspot. A lot of crazy stuff.
I was in Utah when I saw the Hail Bop.
Mm.
Anyways,
Hail Bop.
These guys started reporting all this paranormal stuff, and that made Robert Bigelow buy it in 1996. He owned it for till 2016. This guy is a millionaire, who owned the Budget Suites place, whatever, the hotel chain.
Okay.
But then he also owns an aerospace. Is it Bigelow Aerospace? He owns an aerospace company. Yeah, okay. Bigelow Aerospace. And
let me look up Robert Bigelow.
He's been into UFOs forever, but his company is trying to make expandable space habitats. And they bought the place, and he created NIDS. Sorry, I lost my notes, and I have a phone version of it, so it's hard to look through them.
He also founded the Bigelow Institute for Consciousness. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. He's connected to a lot of people. The people that he had run NIDS, which is he basically got a bunch of scientists and government people.
What does NIDS stand for?
Together to...
Natal infant death syndrome.
I think it stands for...
I was like, yeah, let's see what NIDS is before.
It stands for
it's a good thing.
It stands for never ID, and it's good advice for when a cop is harassing you for doing a First Amendment protected free speech.
He got a bunch of people together, like the guy that the Men Who Stare at Goats was based about. John Alexander, Jacques Vallée, all these people to do research at his ranch for all this paranormal stuff, people that were dealing with them.
So he wasn't turning it into like a tourist thing. He was doing research there?
Yeah. I mean, he was the guy that convinced the government to back UFO research. Like that comes out nowadays about UFOs that's like to the public from the government is because of Bigelow.
UAP stuff.
Yeah, all that UAP stuff.
So the National Institute for Discovery Science and everyone involved in this group, they're like legit people and, you know, also military people that are trying to research what this phenomenon is. So he finally sold it in 2016, and now the new documentary is about this new guy that owns the place. But
what's that documentary called?
The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah.
Did you get the book, The Hunt for Skinwalker
Ranch? Yeah, I have actually owned Hunt for Skinwalker Ranch for a while. I never finished it. I was like, I'm going to finish it today.
And they made that into a movie too, right?
Yeah, and I think it's a TV show as well.
Well, basically, a lot of people have had experiences there, from everything, cow mutilations and whatnot. Even on this documentary, I started watching it, and they witnessed some UFOs. They have this new guy coming in to try to scientifically do the research on the property. And it's funny because when you watch it, anything now, it's just like, it's kind of tainted in a way where it's like, you know, the owners, I mean, it's a TV show, so they have to glam it up. And
it's like a docuseries?
Yeah.
The book is crazy, though. Like, if you read the book, it's hard to believe a lot of that stuff is true.
Yeah.
But I believe it because it's like a bunch of scientists and they have like equipment that they use.
Who wrote the book?
George Knapp and I forget the other person, but George Knapp is a big guy in the UFO world. Let's see, what's his name?
Okay.
Colm Kelleher.
So do people believe that Skinwalker is connected to aliens somehow?
Well, so here's the thing. So that property is on Skinwalker Ridge, and I guess
Skinwalker Ridge though was named after Skinwalker Ranch.
But the ridge came first. I'm pretty sure that when hold on, I wrote this down. There was a time when the Navajo and the Utes were both on that property before, and they both believe in the Skinwalker. Mm. And then when the
so US it's like came, a native legend. Sort of.
Yeah, like there's legends going so far back with the Utes and the Navajos for that specific area of like skinwalkers, and like skinwalkers are shamans, and I think to become a skinwalker you have to kill a relative or someone that you love to initiate yourself to become a skinwalker.
But it is like a native belief.
If you name the skinwalker, if you know who they are when they're not in skinwalker mode, they either have to kill you or they die.
Oh.
Which is crazy. That's like a weird thing. I was like, that's crazy.
Isn't there something you can't say skinwalker? Is that what that is?
You're not supposed to talk about it either because that'll draw the attention of a skinwalker to you. And
what
then
the
you're not
hell
supposed to answer
doing?
Questions. Because you never know if the person you're talking to is actually a skinwalker. Because if you bring it up and they hear you talking about it, they have to kill you.
I'm not sure there are a lot of skinwalkers in East Los, but I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. Could be wrong.
Frogtown.
Yeah.
The U.S. sent soldiers, I don't know what year, to protect the settlers out there from the Navajos. When they did that, the Utes joined. The Utes joined forces with the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the Navajos cursed the land with skinwalkers.
Oh, wow.
And,
I mean, I do believe in, like, First Nations and Native people, like, putting some bad energy on us because we fucked them over so bad.
Yeah.
Like, there yeah.
That Sorry. Makes sense to me.
But it sounds like they're the ones who are the scaredest of it, and we're just like driving our cars.
It's because we're like dumb white people. We don't know. We don't right. know the extent of right. like the evil thing next to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and ignorance is bliss.
There was in that book. There was an account. It was just talking about like skinwalkers and the powers they have. So the guy that wrote the book, he knows a Navajo, or not Navajo, but like a Native lawyer, who works specifically with other Native people. And when he was doing like a divorce hearing, they were fighting over custody of their kid. And so the kid, when he was at his dad's house, he came back to his mom and was like, hey, my dad brought us out to see this shaman and we did this weird thing. And the kid described what they did and the lawyer was present. And the lawyer was like, that sounds like they put a skinwalker curse on you.
Oh God.
And so they went to court and they called him out, because the minute you call them out, the skinwalker will attack the person that summoned them. So he waited till court to call him out, and then the judge was also Native, so the judge understood, because the lawyer was like, no, this was not a bad ceremony, this was a good ceremony. And he's like, actually, if you were doing it in a graveyard and he buried two dolls, that's supposed to represent the mom and the lawyer, and you're supposed to end up you're supposed to end up in that grave. That's what that ritual is. Jeez.
If that was a Few Good Men remake, but with the skinwalker curse happening.
So did the guy attack?
I mean, obviously, I don't know what happened to the end, but
I'm sorry. What year was this?
The book itself was from like 2005 or 2006.
So, but it's like, it's like current for.
Yeah, it's current.
Not
yeah.
Like,
it's 2000s.
So what do people say the skinwalkers look like, or do they not look like a specific thing? They could be anything.
There are a bunch of different things. Yeah. Okay. Werewolves. There's stories of werewolves, or a story of like white skinned things with, white-skinned wolf face creatures with horns, or
what about like a chupacabra? Is that a similar?
I always forget the chupacabra description.
Chupacabra. I mean, it depends on where you are. Remember, we did chupacabra a few weeks ago. It's like in Chile. It is like small
reptilian. Yeah,
and reptilian, but in Texas it's reptilian, and in Chile it looks like it's got wings. I think like a bat.
So is the skinwalker like a demon, sort of?
It's a shaman.
Okay.
It's a shaman that's given up its humanity for this like evil power.
And why would they would do it for the power?
For the power, yeah. Because if you're a shaman, you're already like a powerful being in your community. Mm-hmm. But you know, any superhero movie will tell you it takes one bad day to become a supervillain.
Sure.
Become pure evil. So.
I like the idea of like Batman. Like a car drives by and the puddle splashes him and then he just turns evil.
Evil puddle. Yeah. But I mean, that's not the only stuff that was at Skinwalker Ranch too. There's like orbs everywhere, reports of holes opening up in the sky.
Yeah.
What sort of, okay, elaborate.
And like giant things like that look like manta rays, like coming slowly off the cliff, like holes and things in the sky that you can only see from certain angles on the property. Like if you're on the road driving by, you can't see this big old hole open up in the sky. It's only when you're on the ridge or in the forest.
Here's the crazy thing about this documentary series. They definitely stretch it out like Finding a Bigfoot or whatever. But in this, they do see some UFO orbs during it. And
what sort of orbs? Just like a glowing orb?
Yeah.
There's red, green orb. There's like reddish orange orbs. And then there are blue, green orbs.
Okay.
And they say that they all look like they're controlled. That they're intelligent in some way. That they're not just random and going from A to B. That they know you're there.
How big are they? It's just drones.
Well, you can't tell how big they are because, like, even in their footage, which I mean, I see these types of UFOs. They see a jet going, and then this orb is going with it, like pacing it.
Right.
and it looks like the same size, but you can't but tell it's death.
One, yeah, right.
And then, or and then it just stops, and the plane keeps going. This thing stops, and then it like shoots off.
Okay.
So it looks like, you know, like when you watch the UAP, if you've seen any of the UAP videos, you can't tell how big it is. They, because of their radar, they're like, oh, this is like between 30 and 50 feet. But
why? My problem with a lot of that stuff is that, not the stuff released by the government, but like amateur footage or professional in the field footage. It's just in today's technology so easily doctored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so it's hard to believe when like you could just do that in After Effects or something, you know,
especially when you have a TV show.
Yeah.
Do you think they faked it?
No, I mean, the orb that I saw, no. And then so in this documentary series, they.
But why? Why don't you think that? Oh, not the orb that you saw in the documentary series.
Yeah, I think that. I don't know if they'll ever, and I haven't seen the last season, but it's kind of, you know, the way that they slow release information, that's just TV, you know?
Right.
But they do all this experimentation and try to research some stuff. And they, like, they came up with this crazy thing. I'm just going to start this now, I guess, but so they got all these crazy readings. Sorry, I'm trying to read my notes, shuffling through here. And they had a bunch of RF radiation, and they were trying to measure where it came from. And people have been getting sick on the property, and they say not to dig there because when you dig, like, you get sick. One guy passed out.
The new family that moved in after the old family, part of their contract when they signed the paperwork to get it was that they weren't allowed to dig on the property unless they told the old owners first.
Yeah, right? Isn't that strange?
And they did not explain it. They also showed up giant padlocks on every single door. Every door. Like, huge ones.
So they have these old homesteads that are like, nobody lives in them now, but they put a caretaker into one, and they're like, oh, we're hearing noises. We're hearing stuff in the basement.
God.
They smashed down a wall and found a completely enclosed basement.
Oh, God.
With nothing in it except for a little pile of bones.
Oh,
cool.
No.
Cool. I love it. Cool.
But so they're doing all this stuff, and they basically, from their like real science stuff, figure out that like all of this high radiation energy is coming from a mile above the ground. And one spot. So they send up weather balloons and they're trying to test it.
Is it somewhere where a nuclear test was done?
Well, they say that all the old nuclear testing back in the day is upwind from them. So a lot of that nuclear stuff is downwind from them.
Right.
So there could be radiation stuff there.
Because I think maybe a lot of, I mean, I don't know, but that Utah, the desert, was a lot of radiation and scientific testing and military testing, and that could explain some of the stuff.
Trying to see where the salt basin is on the map.
And the other crazy thing, and I mean, this is a little spoiler for the series if you want to watch it, but they basically figured out that this place has a bunch of neodymium, neodymium, which is like something that you find on meteors. So they think that basin is an old meteor crater site. And that underneath it, that's why there's a bunch of oil. Some people are saying that like wherever there's meteor craters, the compression of it, something that happens like creates oil real deep.
Okay.
But also that this material really creates high energy.
Well,
people's cell phones and stuff would die instantly. Yeah. It's like, my phone was charged, it's dead.
So I have
brought this equipment out, and it all just died instantly.
I have an interesting theory to propose. If there are burial sites, as we've said, there, and there was a large influx of cosmic energy to this site, maybe it's doing something with interacting somehow with the energy from the people who died there or buried there, or the radiation screwing it with it somehow. Like, maybe the ghosts or the things that are haunting them are like this energy, right? Yeah. Going back to what I was talking about before.
like hot spot. It's just like a weak spot in the dimension, right? Everything's going in and out there.
So what's crazy is this guy that they bring in to research this stuff, one of his conclusions is that there's a wormhole there.
Okay.
He's like, there's all this energy here. There's one point above, and then when you dig, it's weird. So like this could be some weird conal energy that maybe it's the part of the where the Earth is. It's like a hot spot from like from electromagnetic fields.
Uh-huh.
Maybe because there was an old meteor that hit there, but basically like they see UFOs up in the air. They have all this these high readings of very dangerous radiation because the wormhole's being used like a portal.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm like, oh, that if there was something there. If there was some kind of wormhole, some kind of portal that opened up above ground or below ground, and they don't have any business with us, they're just using it.
Yeah.
And the side effects of being in the area when it's being used is you see poltergeists or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You haven't even talked about the Bigfoot things that are there.
Yeah.
There's like lots of Bigfoot Sasquatch sightings around there.
Oh, really?
A lot of
is
them.
Is it a... I thought it was a desert. Is it not?
No, it's a forested area because it's in like the northern part. Look, I've got a map.
Okay, gotcha.
I got a map here. That little red spot. Like, that's the corner
more
of Utah.
Like Colorado.
Can you see it? Yeah, you can't
totally
see
Colorado.
It. You guys can't see
totally
it very well.
Totally looks like Colorado.
It's
red.
It's in the little like, you know, there's the nook of Utah. It's like in that northern nook.
Well, woods in general are cursed. I mean, like the Pacific Northwest is like famously a bad spot. Like a lot of missing people and a lot of murder and a lot of weird happenings. That's like why Twin Peaks is based there. And,
yeah.
Woods in general, like I was saying earlier, are just like forests. Nothing good happens in the woods, I feel like.
I'll throw swamps in there too. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, usually there's a swamp in the woods. There was a story in that book that I read that I thought was intriguing. This happened at a not Skinwalker Ranch, but at a different ranch in Utah where a lot of similar things were happening.
That one's really close, right?
I don't know. There was like four ranches they talked about in that book. They really had to pad that book out. But the guy was trying to coexist there with his wife and his kids. It's another four-person family, just like the one at Skinwalker Ranch. And they were trying to coexist. And at some point, his wife is just like fed up. They're done. The phenomenon killed three of their dogs, killed a bunch of their cattle. And he walked outside and was like, he's like, I've had enough. I've had enough of this. Uh-huh. And he heard in his head, okay, we hear you. We'll find a better solution. And then I think later that week, he was compelled to go out into the woods. And he saw like a light out there.
Oh no!
So he said he like went out there. His kid came with him. He's like, "Go back home, go get the gun, come back." So he's going out there, and he sees two kind of people.
Oh,
there like humanoid people. He said they were kind of they were male, but they looked very effeminate. They were blonde, and they just start. They're like, "Oh, good, you made it!" Like they knew that he was coming out. And they were. He was just like talking to them, and he knew it was stupid to be like, you guys shouldn't be around here. So he's like, you know, your cattle mutilations, you guys should really stop with that because it's making people upset and people are going to start like looking for you. And they're like, oh, we have nothing to do with that. We have nothing to do with that, actually. And then there was like a Sasquatch there with them, and they were like, they're like, oh, yeah, and we can control these creatures, too. Here, go pick up that box. And there's like a box that he had seen two of in the past couple months that he knew he shouldn't touch because they buzzed like bees the minute you went near them. And so the Sasquatch went up and picked it up and just was immediately like electrocuted. And I think that is the funniest like dumb Sasquatch story I have ever heard in my life. And so then he, you know, talked with these people, they wrapped up whatever and he left. And when his son came back, he's like, oh yeah, you gotta come see these people. And he went back and not only was all that stuff gone, but the trees in the clearing he was in were gone. Wow. Like the trees were gone.
Weird.
I don't believe that.
I know you don't believe it, Wade. I'm sorry. You're crying. You look like you're crying. So I think you're just in denial.
I'm so scared right now.
I'm
That's a weird story. I don't like it.
Ugh.
I mean, I like it.
Dude, all of the stories in the book are like that. These guys are talking about, like, hearing hammering noises for months, like metal into ground. Oh. And when you would go out to look for it, it would stop.
So this is reminding me, this is a little off topic, but this is reminding me of these videos I sometimes like to stay up until 3 or 4 a.m. and watch and get way too scared to go to bed. But there's this guy on YouTube called Mr. Nightmare.
Oh.
Who does this series called Real or True Scary Stories. And he basically gets stories sent in from viewers of like real experiences that they've had.
That's cool.
And it's shit like this. Like, there was hammering outside my house. And I went to look what it was, and
it stopped.
And it stopped. You know, just like really scary stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That stuff really gets to me. Like, I don't believe in ghosts, but like weird, unexplained, like people or figures or like energy or sounds. All that stuff really freaks me out.
I hate scary sounds.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Also, hidden rooms really scare me.
Yeah.
Like that bone room you were talking about.
That room was weird. It was completely sealed off, but made on purpose.
Yeah, that's very...
Open up a cursed, like, thing?
I hate when you're watching, like, a TikTok or something, and they're like, guys, I just found this room in my house. Yeah, that I didn't. Yeah. And there's, like, a banana peel in there. Like, someone had a banana in there, like, 2 days ago. And
oh.
Like, What?
That's the worst, is like someone living in your house without you knowing it is like the scariest.
I've seen a few of those and it makes me go like, I could do that.
Yeah.
You're too big to hide in someone's house.
I also poop like 4 times a day.
Oh, I thought you meant like you could replicate. You could just create the video and put a banana peel in a room.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my dream, finding a room that I didn't know I had. It's just like,
but
yeah,
it looks like someone's living in it.
Like in so much stuff in here. Now.
In Barbarian, he like finds the room and then it's all excited because he has more square footage.
Yeah,
yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I have dreams where I like realize my apartment's bigger than it is, and I'm like, yes, I can do stuff with this space.
Oh my god.
So Skinwalker Ranch is just everything. Like everything is happening.
Yeah, it's literally everything every day. It seems like in that book every day something fucked up was happening.
And it's weird because like so like a lot of like skeptics that are like talking about this, they're like, "Hey, how come the first owners never said anything, you know?" Like,
right. They were in on it.
Not until the 94 to 96 owners were they like talking about it. And there was a newspaper article written about it. And then when Robert Bigelow owned it, that same newspaper that like was the one that got him to buy it, like we're interviewing them and they're like, no, we haven't seen anything. But all of their research is under lock and key. And I think it's because they were working with the government and all that stuff is top secret.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to say there was nothing there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an easy answer. But I also like, you know, because these people owned it from the 34 to 94. But like during those times when, I mean, this is just me being funny, but like if something bad's happened, the last thing you want to do is tell somebody about it.
But yeah, I'm trying to sell my cursed like, property. Am right. I going to tell you about
the
phenomena?
I don't believe in the things I saw, so I'm not going to tell you that I saw them.
But well, they had it for 60
years. 60 years, yeah. That's a long time to stay somewhere cursed.
Yeah.
You know.
So they probably were...
Maybe they just got gaslit and they were just like, this is just normal.
Yeah,
what are
well,
you guys
picture,
talking about? This is normal.
The most cowboy guy you know that's like, can't cry, can't tell. I don't know. I'm just.
Cowboys cry, Willie.
Yeah, haven't you seen Brokeback? They cry a lot. One of the things, too, is they lived there from 34 to 94. And in the, I think, the 50s or the 60s. The woman that lived there, Edith Myers, she told her friends that she straight up saw, like, she was holding her cat, right? And then her cat starts, like, freaking out. It's like, ah, like, trying to claw at her and stuff. She's like, what the fuck? And it's, like, looking at something behind her. So she looks over her left shoulder, doesn't see anything. Looks over her fucking right shoulder. There's, like, a little guy there.
What?
Where and is she describes it. This is outside of the house at Skinwalker
Ranch. See, there are stories from the first owners.
Yeah, that's like...
There's a little guy?
There was like a little guy, and she described it to her friends exactly how you would describe a gray, but this is before Communion came out, which had the alien on the cover. Right. This is before a lot of the phenomenon came out in the public and the press, so she would have nothing to go off of to describe this
haven't
thing.
Haven't that type of alien been around since like the 50s?
Yeah, I mean, apparently.
I mean like in popular culture, depictions of that.
You know, when Roswell happened, there wasn't really a description of the types of bodies, right? They ordered child-sized caskets that were delivered to nobody. I mean, like, they were like, oh, we didn't order these.
Okay. And these child-sized caskets,
they buried the aliens 50? In race car caskets.
Was there gray alien stories from Roswell? I can't remember. All my shit's all mixed together.
I don't know if they were gray or not. I know that they were tiny humanoids. Yeah. They were
Doesn't
smaller
it seem
than
like
average
a child-sized
humanoids.
Casket would be more expensive than just a normal casket? Like,
no, what? It's half the size.
But also, why would they put like an alien custom. In a casket?
Why would you put an alien in a casket?
Right.
To respect them?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess it's like...
Wouldn't you just buy a normal casket?
Well, maybe, you know how people say that if you disturb the dead, they'll come back to haunt you, right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe this is part of that whole, like, Buffalo Soldier burial ground, poltergeist phenomena thing. Like, you have to bury the tiny body in the basement, or else it'll come out and haunt you.
What tiny body in the basement?
He said that there was like a tiny, like there was a pile of bones in the basement.
Oh,
or
I'm
something.
Sorry. The bones were, I don't think they were, and they don't think they were human either.
Gross.
It was the size of a volleyball, and they were all
the
really
small. The size of a volleyball.
Oh, like a little pyre or something? Like a little ritual? Like
That's what I pictured.
They kind of thought that there was some little burn stuff in there too.
Ooh.
It's like a Nimrigar. It's like a tiny Nimrigar skeleton.
After.
What's that?
It's like a little like elf kind of like a little creature thing that would like attack people. It would eat you.
Okay.
I just think like
I don't believe in elves personally.
I think if your kid died, why wouldn't you just buy a whole casket?
Why are you still on this child-sized casket?
Because why does the casket have to be so claustrophobic? Because
it's supposed to just like fit you. You're not like living in there. It's not like a fucking apartment.
I just don't understand. Someone said half off.
if it's half off, then great. But
yeah, it should. It's cheaper than a normal size casket. Wait, I promise you.
You think? Unless you get the race car one, then it's more.
And it is more. He's right. I want the one that looks like a PS5. Bury me in a PS5.
Or a Jordan sneaker.
Exactly. Yeah.
I want my casket to look like Jordan.
I
just
feel like
bury
all of
the inside Shaq.
I think all of our caskets should be twice as big.
Just like Shaq.
Just because, like,
Shaq's kit.
What are we fucking around with? I don't understand.
I don't know. Wait.
I don't need a casket. Just put me in the ground. I'm good.
Put me in a.
You're gonna stink, buddy.
Put me under a tree.
I'm not even if they take your blood out.
Yeah, our caskets
and
smell
your organs.
Proof.
Yes.
Okay.
And the good ones are.
Right.
They're like sealed.
Like, well, you know how they used to have the bell thing because they kept burying people alive?
Yeah.
Just make the casket a little bit bigger.
He's just very sleepy.
You could still do the bell thing, but like you're burying people alive in the smallest possible container.
It's a matter of your burial space, Wade. You can't
how many people are really getting buried alive?
A lot.
In caskets.
They have a bell.
Change the size to match the digger. Is what I think. Mm. The casket has to be big enough for one scoop.
I want a double wide casket.
I'll remember that
with
for
a
when
TV
you
in it.
And I also want to be burned.
Nice.
I don't know if I want to be burned, right? I'm kind of going like my body could be used for science, but I also drink too much, so they probably don't want it.
Do you know what they do with
they
your body?
They study the effects of drinking too
I
much.
I do. That's why I took my donor thing off.
I read a book all about what happens to your body when
I had
you donate
it for a bit
to
and
science.
I was like, nah,
all the different
I
options.
Be more in charge.
You know,
what do they do?
One of the things they do is they use you as a crash test dummy.
Awesome.
That's
really?
One of the,
and
yeah.
That bothers you?
Well, that's yeah. Awesome. You like strap my body in and put up a bunch of diodes and then slam. Oh, her head came off.
Aaron, is that you?
Wait, why don't they just use crash
that's
test dummies?
Died.
Because crash test dummies like wouldn't have, like you can't accurately depict like the weight ratio in a crash test dummy as it could in a body. And it's just different with a body, I guess.
Ooh, yeah, bury me in my unpaid car.
You can also be in a forensic field, like a body field, where they put different conditions on your body and then put put like a plastic bag over to you to see how your body decomposes to help with forensic science.
Great. Well, glad to know that that's where my grandma's.
That's where your grandma is.
That's great.
Damn, guys. Anyway, Skinwalker Ranch.
That stuff all sounds awesome to me.
Strap your body to a rocket.
Like, you can do all that. Just make a new YouTube page with my body.
Yeah.
The thing about Skinwalker is that it's like, I don't really care because I'm not ever going to go there.
What? No?
Like, the stuff's all there, right? So I'm just going to avoid that area.
Like, my...
I kind of want to go.
I do too. I love the idea of it being some kind of wormhole or portal thing that we're unaware of. And I'm going like, this is a chance to actually study some shit that like we don't know. Like,
that's true.
What are you going to do there?
Yeah.
I got my laser pointer and my iPhone.
Drink a beer and look at the hole in the sky.
Maybe I'll try meditating.
See that? Point at it with praying. There's a guy that meditated on that spot.
I'll try to ejaculate on the portal.
Some weird like predator creature, like a weird predator. You know how when predator is cloaked, you can still kind of see it? They said that it was like that shape that ran towards the guy meditating in the field. Then there was a giant like roar sound that like sounded terrifying. And the dude jumped up and ran over to the guy that drove him out there and was like hugging him. And he's like, if you don't stop touching me, I will punch you.
Oh, that'll do a lot.
You know what's cool? One of the weird things about some of their science that they were doing was when they all had this big reading was also they had it on record was the same time they saw the UFO. So it's like it leans more towards like
I believe there's like an energy thing going on there, but I don't know past that what I believe.
I think it's like an experiment, like they're observing experiments on us in that area.
Maybe.
And cows. I think they're taking cows for experiment stuff.
Yeah. And they had a bunch of weird cow stories, too, where like...
Yeah, we can't get into that.
All these cows. Just one quick one where like they released all these cows in the yard and they came back to check on them. They were all huddled in like a little tiny a trailer. Like they were all hiding.
Yeah, they were outside and then they couldn't find them and then they were locked inside.
Whoa.
Locked inside, and there was like cobwebs still on the interior of the door, which means nobody opened the door.
Weird.
Anyway,
it's just bad science if you ask me.
They've been
using the same area for 100 years. Come on.
Yeah, you gotta get a bigger
You need more variables.
Yeah, but like if the bus stop is going to be in the same spot for 50 years until they decide to finally fucking move it. This is just a dimensional bus stop and all the crazies on the bus are getting off.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
someone just posted, Nolette just posted a car's casket. Oh my God.
That's so sad.
That is so, dark. Sad.
Oh, that is really sad.
Oh my God.
That's a bummer to go out on.
All right.
What does he say?
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
Yeah. He made her.
Rest in ka-chow, bro.
Yeah.
Max, thank you for being here. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Max Beasley, BEASLEY. I have dates there for stand-up and stuff, and I have a movie that... I made with the actor Demorge Brown that you can watch.
Oh, hell yeah.
That I can send you if you DM me.
Super.
So. That's cool.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that. But for now, we're going to sign off. Once again, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi if you want to hear the conversation continue. Guys, anything real quick? 10 seconds?
The casket says Josiah Stinker LeJackson Moore.
Hell.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
He's a little stinker. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Or on Tuesday afternoon at 3 or Thursday night at 7. We might cook this week if you like that thing. Damn.